Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That night, Julia said, you know Shannon? I said, Oscar's wife? She said, yeah. She said, she's so pretty, it pisses me off.
And you were
so blessed, Mike, that you were indeed just a little too old for Nam and a little too young for World War II. You fell,
yeah, you're so lucky.
Fell in that sweet spot.
And you're flat-footed.
Food serves! Time to eat, everybody! Mm-hmm. And Pony goes up and gets a piece of celery, two wings, and I believe a hot dog no
I
bun.
I ask you not. So much so that my wife was sitting next to me was disgusted by his plate. Like, are you sick?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
In the unlikely event that a tornado occurs during the broadcast from our Fort Myers, Florida location, Rob and Oscar will continue to do the program. I will be sheltering my family in a doorway. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to be back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to our show. We're enjoying our second decade of it. It's been so much fun. It's been a nice ride. It really has. What a ride it is. And the ride continues in great cities.
Are you about to make an announcement of some sort?
No. Although I always think about it when I'm on a long vacation.
Sure.
In great cities like Mardella Springs, Maryland, Rainbow City, Alabama, Scroon Lake, New York. I have no idea where that. Probably near Skinny Atlas, I would assume.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Grace Bay, Turks and Caicos. That sounds special. Orange, Connecticut. I know where that is. And Vilnius, Lithuania. I think my friend Joey's parents might have hailed from that part of Lithuania.
It's the capital.
I know they were from Lithuania, and his grandmother used to always say, Labas, Joey, which I think meant love you, Joey.
Oh, that's sweet.
Something like that. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. We are delighted to be with you. It was a nice little break. We should point out that we have some of a new configuration here where I am speaking to the gentleman in Washington, D.C., The heart of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
We were
dead
on the
center.
Outskirts.
Dead center.
We were in Northwest Washington, D.C. We are now in downtown Washington, D.C. And that's why you've got the backdrop.
A new set. Who dis?
Where I believe it was taken from the bed of a GMC pickup truck.
Only the best, Mike.
Backdrop.
Out of chips. They can't sell the trucks, but they can sell the beds.
Now, let's just talk. So let's analyze it for just a second.
Please. All right.
So it's very nice to have you guys down in on M Street on our brand new facility, mm-hmm. our fabulous state of the art facility. Where how many podcasts emanate from that facility?
A little over 40.
40 podcasts go out to the nation,
and not all here since
basis.
COVID. No, I would say 90% of those are still remote.
Many of them filter through here.
Yes.
Though. Yeah.
It feels different to me looking at both of you. It feels as though Rob had more stuff in front of him back in the day.
He's almost an arm's length away.
Well, it's interesting, Mike, you say that because I'm looking over at Rob and we have the ability to have a physical board or a digital board.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over at him and he's got two iPads in front of him that allow for his sound effects. But I was looking for his board and I realized, oh, my God, you don't have a board.
No.
Who is running the board?
Matt
Who
Bloom.
Who is running the board?
Matt Bloom is running the board in there.
Who's running the video?
Matt Bloom.
Matt Bloom's doing the same stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you told me we were going to have qualified people when we move to the I am serious as a heart attack.
I'm shocked this happened. When was this decided? Because I thought you were still going to run the board.
I was under the impression that this was a responsibility taken from me.
All right, and you're doing it again. And we're going to nip it in the bud. You have to take that Leslie
Please.
Cabinet that is your skull, and you go. You literally turn directly. I thought you were going to.
This stops now. It stops immediately.
Just look at your camera.
I'm going
for
to.
The god yeah, for this, tenth time.
We have cameras. They're beautiful, and we're going to look right at them. But yeah, I was told that the responsibility of running the board was taken from me because of the new configuration.
I don't remember having that conversation, but if you think he can do it, I love it.
What do you mean the responsibility was taken from you?
Well, no, it was moved to the other room because there's a full control room in there now. And, you know, he's got the board there. And I thought that that would be the case. I mean, there's.
But you used to have a board in front of you.
That's very true.
And then that didn't work out.
Well, no, it worked out. It worked out fine for 11 years. Even longer
fine.
Than that.
Is that a stretch, Mike? You think that fine is a stretch?
There were days. There were days.
There were days that was excellent, though. Got to admit.
So what did you change when you went to MC? What's changed with what you what you've done before, other than the fact that someone's taken another responsibility away from you?
Personally,
What are you doing? What have you added? I know the reason I asked this because I know what the answer is.
You want to know.
Yeah. So you've simply had another responsibility taken away.
I would prefer to have the board in front of me.
Oh, we can do that.
Matt, bring it in here. Bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in.
Well, no. Hold on a second. We have just moved to a new facility.
Yes.
Right.
If this is something you want, or you work it out yourself, not in the middle of a show. Mm. I don't want it to be done in the middle of a show.
Okay, you leave it there.
And, you know, knock on wood, everything seemed to sound good at the opening,
yeah.
Where you normally play a few things.
Right.
I
think we're in good position. It shocked me to look to the right and say, oh, my God. The one guy with crippling ADD is now running the board.
It's different. It's a different thing.
Pony, how do you feel about doing? You're not a big one for taking
more responsibility.
On additional responsibilities.
I wasn't
responsibilities.
Paying any attention.
Dick, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I set all this stuff up. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. He can build it.
Yeah, I mean,
we had
one little glitch before the show.
Yeah, and nobody had a temper. Everyone was cool. No one insulted anybody.
You started going, Oscar. You started going south a little bit.
I was derailed.
You started,
yes,
you started spiraling a little bit, but then we nipped it in the bud.
Fussy
and everything.
I'm a fussy baby.
You know, as far as the show and the look of the show looks a little different now because of the two principals that are in Washington, D.C., and that's the way we're going to be doing the show, and it's great to see you guys after what was really a wonderful break for me and my family, a chance for Carla and Michael and I to get on the road and go out to a part of the country I had never been to before, the Pacific Northwest. It was spectacularly beautiful at the very beginning of the trip, and we left just before the entire Pacific Northwest, spontaneously combusted due to 110.
Yes.
Count them, 110 degree temperatures.
People died
out there.
And from what I understand, that's like it being 150 degrees other places.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, being Floridians and coming back to 80, 90% humidity with 94 degree temperatures, I don't, you know, we got out of the car. It was strange because there is not the humidity, and you get out of the car in Seattle right before we were going to come home. And I was like, yeah, it's hot, but it's not silly hot.
Right.
But it was silly hot for them. Probably unbearable
for
them.
What are the rules? And you just got to drink water, right?
You can stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You have to really stay. In fact, yesterday, I'll be honest with you, yesterday was Etta or Ella, or is it Ella? Is that the storm that's coming up here? I don't even know the name of it.
Fitzgerald.
It's the storm that's coming up the coast and pretty close to us right now. Moving
You're total
its way through.
Floridian now. You 2 years ago, you were freaking out.
Yeah,
you've been
hitting
95.
That's very true.
We'll get to the storm in a second because.
But I've the got fact that you don't remember the name means you're a Floridian.
Mike, it's
there was
Elsa.
One called
Tropical
Elsa.
Storm Elsa.
Elsa. Okay. All right. I think there was
just
one
like
called Etta
the Disney movie.
Prior to this that was a little stronger than
Frozen.
Went a little further out to sea and all that. So it was a trip climatologically that began spectacularly and then ended where I was really not disappointed to get on a plane because it was just hazy and nasty.
Right.
And no city looks good in those kind of conditions. We woke up outside of Jackson in Wyoming, right outside the Grand Tetons. I had spoken to you since that.
Right.
And it was probably 34 to 36 degrees. And we went through the park and it was just everything was crystal, and it was still that was the best as far as the scenery and everything that I experienced. that was the best. Now, I tried to contact you guys when I was in the middle of Yellowstone, Jellystone National
Park.
Brutal
connection.
Didn't get a chance to that. So, I mean, I mentioned a lot of what the trip, the first half of the trip. The highlights are brief, but they're good ones.
You posted a picture when you were at the Grand Tetons, and it was so crystal clear. It almost mm-hmm. looked like it had some sort of filter
fake.
On it. Yeah, it looked fake.
What we don't get in the part of Maine I'm from, we get mountains, we get the beautiful ocean, we get it's beautiful. That's why that's a national park up there too.
Right.
But what I didn't get, and what I'm a big fan of, man, the mountain rivers and the mountain streams, the rapids, the water coming down from the snow melt. There's just the clarity of the water. That is just, it is not to be believed unless you see it. Just what natural beauty exists, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring my family
out. Fiji water all day.
Yeah.
All day long, just reach in and drink. It's probably got elk pee in it or something, but I mean, it's just really...
Something that our kidneys can't handle.
Really special. And I loved it. And I could have spent 2 weeks there alone, just walking around. And we were, you know, as I mentioned before on the show, they had mentioned that we were in bear country up there because we stayed at a high elevation. And I just thought it was incredible. There was a...
Might have been bear pee in that water, too, then.
Bear pee in the water, too. Well, a grizzly probably more than an elk, I would think.
Yeah.
A lot of pee. Coming into Jackson, we went kind of a convoluted way out of Salt Lake City, and there is the Museum of Military Vehicles that my son went out of his mind.
It's like built for him.
With a private collector in literally the middle of nowhere, who has put together a museum that would rival anything the Smithsonian has.
What?
It was stunning.
Yeah,
I'm talking about each era of military history with the vehicles and the hardware and the ordnance and the uniforms and everything. It was, I don't care if you care about it or not, you would still be wowed by this to see the vision. And I'm talking about tanks and more tanks.
You're welcome.
Everywhere in this giant warehouse. It was spectacular. It was really amazing.
It's like they designed a museum for your son.
It was.
The reviews
so excited.
Are fantastic. Jesus Christ.
He was so excited by it. And it was, you know, it was a side trip we took.
It's like the,
I wanna,
it's like the Air and Space Museum for vehicles.
Look, I'm going to screw up if I don't mention listeners had a lot to do with it. A listener recommended this Museum of Military History. I didn't take all the recommendation I got, but I will tell
They've got bazookas there, too.
They've got bazookas. The listeners that recommended this side trip, it was fantastic. The listener
was it like
who,
a hands-off museum, or was he able to touch the vehicles and touch some of the stuff?
No, pretty much hands-off.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It was hands-off, but you could be, you're right
you're
on
close,
top of it.
Pictures.
Yeah,
you know, look, I'm somebody at 62 years old now that I was just outside of where it would have gotten scary for me to be drafted for the Vietnam War. So I really was, when I see Vietnam history, and you can look at the vehicles used, and you can see in particular a Viet Cong and North Vietnamese uniform, and you can look at that, and then a display as to how they fought jungle warfare, and it's just military history and world history that you can
look
at. It's visceral.
Yeah.
You can eat.
You can eat it. And you were so blessed, Mike, that you were indeed just a little too old for Nam. And a little too young for World War II. You fell,
yeah, you're so lucky.
Fell in that sweet
I was
spot.
Not
and you're flat-footed.
And, of course, what did Trump have? Did he have
he
the
was flat-foot.
Fallen arches?
I thought he was flat-footed.
I tried standing on Coke bottles. I couldn't fix it.
I just couldn't do it. I would have loved to fight.
Bones
I'm a big tough guy.
The biggest guy.
That's what
so it was. That was spectacular. The listener who gave us the idea for the Gypsy app, Thank you. It was just spectacular. I will tell you, we used it. It was like having a companion in the car telling us where to go. And it just really incredible. And then towards the end of the trip, the meet and greet in Spokane.
Right.
Where Dirk tells me about 85 to 95 people came out to the restaurant. And it was the we don't need to play that anymore, Ralph.
Just had it handy.
Okay. Do you understand why I'm saying that?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. We get that.
So anywho, it was it really was a thrill to, I'm pretty sure I got to meet everybody that came out there that could. There are a couple of people that had to leave early.
Oh, the response on Facebook was great. And Instagram?
Yes, it was great. It was great. So, you know, the idea of me threatening to get back in my car if there were 10 people or less, we eclipsed that by a lot of folks. And it was so much fun to see everybody. And the first person, I will give you an award if you can tell me when we pulled our nasty little rent-a-car up to the Spokane hotel we were staying in.
Was it an Impala? I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
It was the Impala.
Yes, yeah. A beautiful Impala.
It was the 2018 Chevy Impala. It was just a terrific car that I recommend.
It was the signature model, wasn't it? The BM?
Yeah, it was the BM. It was, someone either had horrible ass sweat or puked in the car.
Yes.
It was some sour smell that we couldn't get out of it, but that's another story. So getting out of the car in Spokane, who is the first listener? It's a listener we all know, and it's the listener that I saw getting out of the car, and it's a listener we know and like.
Gabe Strine.
That is incorrect. Met Gabe Strine for the first time at the meet and greet, but that is incorrect as far as the first one.
Is it Doug Carlson?
It is not Doug. No, Doug Carlson. To see him, I wouldn't say, hey, Doug. It's a listener I identified by first name.
Ooh.
Walking on,
Trip Affleck.
Walking up the set. That Trip. Is incorrect. Trip was not there.
No.
Well, Trip would make a trip.
He would, absolutely. Yeah.
Would you like a hint?
So. Yes.
Probably not difficult for this individual to travel.
Joel Rogers.
Nice.
Joel Rogers.
Yeah.
Well done.
Going to lunch and saw Joel, and he was there at the meet and greet, and it was just really, really wonderful. I was delighted to see everybody there. People brought birthday presents, and they brought stuff for Michael, and then, I think Dirk the next day said, you left your whiskey. which I did.
How was the, and be honest here.
Yeah.
First, the sweet words that you posted online about being overwhelmed with the amount of people that actually made the pilgrimage to come see you.
To get out of your car after that kind of journey and to, hear applause when you're walking your family down to the patio at this restaurant, beautiful restaurant in Spokane.
That almost never happens when after you leave the state of Florida. I know it's common when you're at home.
It also.
At home all the time.
Yes.
Must have been great for your son to see that. To really know, my dad's
the cool thing, I think it's Serena Spatola, who had some kids there, and they had Nerf guns. My son was just, he was happy as a clam.
That's awesome.
He doesn't process the,
how
I'm going to see people.
Are.
And he doesn't how famous I am.
I mean, you are.
Yeah. I'm a household name. So anyway, so it's just, right.
Who can just say, I'm going out literally, maybe you gave a location 2 weeks ahead of time.
Right.
And then almost 100 plus people show up.
It was fun, and it was great for Michael, and it was great for me, and I meant what I said when I posted about that. It's humbling to, after all these years, to have that, and that you guys deserve credit for this, too, because of the work we've done over 12
together.
Years, that this is just really fun to keep doing this. That's why I said I'll do it till I'm 90, if I'm not,
But at any point, did you snatch the Nerf gun from Michael and say, I want you to remember one thing from today. Remember the applause.
No, but apparently I had such a good time.
Oh, dear.
Even though I was there briefly, I was awakened by Carla looking at me and saying, good morning.
Oh, no. That means you've done something.
I had lots of IPA.
Oh.
And IPA, like, for me is heroin.
It sneaks up on you. This is
IPA,
a beer that sneaks.
Yeah, IPA, so I guess I was great right up until the time I left the place, and then
I'm glad you at least left the place out. Because the way you said it was, it could have been Carla was waking you up at the place.
No.
What
no,
did you do post appearance?
I drank was too much, and I was difficult. That's all. That's
there
all
wasn't
I
a second
you.
Location, was there?
No, there was not a second location.
Good.
Did you demand you stop for cigarettes? That's usually what happens.
Oh,
no. None of that. That didn't happen.
Remember the applause.
That was It was fantastic. It was exciting.
Give me a cigarette.
Yeah, I was excited. And then I made my way through. When I do this by myself, if the group is small enough, and I thought 80 people, you know, and with 80, we're probably talking about not all of them are listeners. They're coming with listeners, husbands, wives, yeah, and all that. I really made every effort to meet everybody that was there. I really did.
Hey,
I
didn't stop. There was
I went
pictures.
Through. It was a 2-hour meet and greet, and I did not stop. Towards the end, I sat down with a couple of people. I took more time and sat down with a couple. But the entire 2 hours was spent with me saying hello to everybody there.
Awesome.
That's what I did. It was so
Which
much
is fantastic.
Fun. It was
thank
really,
you.
Really cool. And thank you to everybody in the, as they call it, the PNW that were out there and, you know, and helped me out and help my family
Pacific
out
Northwest.
Yeah. Yes. I like that place.
The PNW.
If you had to live in any of the locations you visited, gun to your head, which location would you pick?
Mm. Wow.
Pregnant pause.
That's a tough one.
That is.
All Spokane, Spokane has...
Which one is the least trashy?
I didn't get a chance to spend time in Spokane, but Spokane struck me as a city very similar to Portland, Maine. That is
okay.
A smaller
Sounds beautiful.
City
yeah.
That has probably a lot of mom and pops and great culture and it has a lot of stuff in it. So that would be then the next one would be I would probably
So Spokane
pick,
number one.
I would probably pick Big Sky, Montana.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. I think that would be reversed. Right. What is the trashiest city from your travels that you were
no,
went through?
No offense. I don't want to offend anyone. Butte, Montana.
Wow.
And I
is it
I
a preconceived notion because of the way it's spelled?
Butte. We got off the exit to get, we were going to grab lunch in Butte. And
it sounds like a city you should visit if you're out there.
Yeah,
it's
I
an
would
old
think so.
Mining. I guess mining was what they did. I don't know what they mined for, but they mined. So got in to get the gas in Butte. Carla was wearing her like leggings thing, and she's coming out, and there are these guys without teeth over on the corner. Then I and I heard,
John Bond, Daddy.
Oh no.
And I'm like, and they look like everybody I saw in Butte in the middle of the day. And we didn't stop. We got in the car, got gas, and decided lunch was out of the equation, yeah, and we'd continue on our way. And Butte's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's big sky country, in Butte.
Can't spell Butte, Mike, without butt.
Without butt. It was... Yeah, I didn't waste time, did I, when he asked me? Which
no,
was my
no,
least
no,
favorite?
You went right, no. Right into
you
it.
Didn't, you hardly stuttered.
Beautiful.
It was, when you, okay, my vision of Montana, and it might have been the temperature going up a little bit,
mm-hmm,
the wide open spaces, I took a motorcycle trip out there to-
Yeah, you're familiar.
Yeah.
I went to Nebraska and Wyoming, on the other side of Wyoming. But I hadn't been through the mountains, and the mountains are just incredible, just spectacular. But with the mountains comes and another benefit. With the mountains comes lack of folk. There just aren't a lot of people out there. There just aren't people. They don't. They're few and far between, and you get little cities. And with that comes, I thought Maine could be really rural,
yeah,
and not have a lot going on. But you got just lots of spaces and. I have to tell you that where we live down here in soft person Florida,
yes, right,
where every convenience is you can reach out and touch it.
Yeah.
There's nothing you want for as far as convenience is concerned now down here in Florida that perhaps that the O'Mara family got a little, well, not my son because he didn't care,
right,
but Mrs. O'Mara and Mr. O'Mara, we probably got a little crispy when it came to, not being able to find modern conveniences. And when I'm talking about that, just a decent place to grab a bite.
Yes.
You know,
like
and
every town should have a decent Chinese joint. They should have a decent Mexican joint, American fare. Maybe if you want to mix some Asian fusion, any of that. Like there's got to be somebody
that a small plate
the
tapas
anthem,
joint.
Yeah. The anthem of Wyoming and a large part of Montana. Was NWTW. That's that's
NWTW.
NWTW was the nobody wants to work.
Oh, okay.
That's what they said at every place. They couldn't get people. And I think that's nationwide post-pandemic that people are having that situation. And it was kind of frustrating. It's kind of frustrating when you are talking to people that are working there and, you know, and how far they have to drive to some of these nicer towns to do it. But after Spokane was the chance for mommy and daddy to decompress a little bit. I was going to get a chance to play golf, and Carla was going to get a chance to go to the spa and hang out at the spa. And so, and Michael had an indoor
pool.
Do they
say it that way out there?
Spa.
However, I should point out that and I didn't talk about my itinerary because I'm not going to say I'm staying at this hotel, but I'll tell people now that at this location, we were going back to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Right.
Beautiful country. Mountains, spectacular lake, crystal clear lake.
Sounds beautiful.
Trout, just fantastic. They were having an Ironman competition in Coeur d'Alene the week we were there. The weekend.
Coincidence?
That we were gonna be there.
It's fate.
I'm ready.
I got my check and my application.
Carla's so, like, oh, interesting.
I was planning to go to Coeur d'Alene and stay on the lake or stay somewhere near the lake for 2 or 3 days prior to going to Seattle, about a 5-hour drive to Seattle and flying home. And there was no, I said, my God, these hotel prices are ridiculous.
Right.
How come they're so expensive? And then I said, well, this one, I said, Carla, this one seems to be reasonable. And she said, which one is this? I said, it's like a $99 rate that we're getting at the Coeur d'Alene Resort and Casino, which I thought was rather fortuitous.
That doesn't sound like. Wait, does that sound just something? Did you call and get that right? And they ran your Players Club card?
No,
what happened?
No. It was cheap. It was a cheap hotel, and it had a couple of restaurants. Hmm. And it had an indoor pool.
Let me look it up.
Yeah,
and it had what is known, what is rated as the best golf course in Idaho.
Wow.
And so with
that's
the
where
cheapness,
they get you. That's where they get
with,
you.
With
that's
the cheapness of the rate and the fact that it was there, that's where we spent more time than we'd spent anywhere in Idaho. It was getting warm.
How was the indoor pool for the youngster?
He loved it. He loved every bit of it. He had a fantastic time. We did some fishing as well, and it was great.
Very reasonable.
It was reasonable.
And there's great reviews here.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, that it was at that facility where I began to, you know, because the meet and greet was over, work was done, it was time for me to sort of chill and do what I do better than anything. I people watch. I love people watching. And let me just say that for anybody who has ever been to Charlestown, West Virginia, or Atlantic City, New Jersey, and said, these are some interesting people, you have not lived in until you have gone to a casino in the Western mountain range.
Well, it differs from Charlestown's Hollywood Casino?
It was the consumers at Charlestown.
Yes.
I think that it was... you'd have to multiply it by 10.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was special. The very first day, a guy, I thought they had a lot of Rascal Scooters in Atlantic City.
Sure.
It's just, I think that out there, it's hard living. It's hard living to live in the mountains. It really is. And from the very first day where we were in the lobby checking in and... a man went by on a Rascal scooter that looked like a 90-year-old Andre the Giant. It was the largest head of any, like a head the size, like maybe something was wrong with the head. I'm not sure. It was
Could
incredible.
You hear the creak and the groan of the Rascal scooter?
It was. There were more people there that came out of Central Casting that would look. There was one guy who was covered, you know, the tattoos are everywhere anyway.
Yes.
But tattoos are, it's almost a prerequisite. And you know now in any kind of Liam Neeson movie where you've got the evil guys that he's going to beat up to save somebody?
Sure.
And you'll get the guy that's got the mohawk. mm-hmm. with the shaved head. And there were that was a kind of a common look when I was in this facility. It was special. It was truly, truly special. I can't tell you how. Yeah. And I, as far as the scenery and the scenic beauty, I don't think I'll ever see anything quite as gorgeous. As far as the folks, have a great summer. you know, that's kind of where I come from on that. That's it. And then Seattle, we were in Seattle for a cup of coffee. Didn't really get a chance
great
to see Seattle.
Great place to get a cup of coffee, Seattle. Yeah. Famous
we,
for
we,
it.
We and want to thank listener Mark for his restaurant recommendation where we had a nice lunch. And then it was off to, you know, to fly Alaska Airlines because I changed American Airlines when I was originally going to fly the red eye, 9 o'clock at night. Overnight back to Miami. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they said, oh, I'm sorry. We wish to inform you your 9 o'clock has been changed to 10:30. I'm like,
oof.
It's going to be tough for the little guy. Then fast forward 2 more weeks. Hi, we're American Airlines, the airline that's rapidly decomposing right before your very eyes. We're going to change that little 10:30 hop to 12:44.
Mm.
That's right, 44 minutes after midnight. And at that point, I was reading the stories about flight cancellations with American Airlines. And that's when I said, okay, let's see what we can do. They gave me a credit. And by the way, it only took 9 hours with my travel service, Travelocity, to get the, you know, where I'm saying,
well, we would be happy to do that. What we have to do, if you will wait 5 to 8 minutes, I will be on phone with the airline right now and get right back to you. And they use every bit of that 8 minutes, too.
Yeah,
may
which
I give
was great.
Sure. The buyer beware, just if I could.
Caveat emptor?
Just go to the airline directly. I use Travelocity to get out.
I believe I may never, ever do it again.
Yeah, well, I think. This is what I got, and I briefly
full
took...
Full refund on the hotel, though. I should point that out.
Well, fair enough.
Because I canceled another flight when I was going up to see my daughter in a show that she's no longer in.
Mike,
so,
just briefly,
so that's it. Yes.
I had a quick business trip. You know that. I mentioned it before the show. Out to Park City.
Wicked fast turnaround.
Wicked fast turnaround.
Wicked fast.
So you
wicked
flew
fast.
To Salt Lake City,
I flew to Salt Lake City and took an Uber into Park City and then took an Uber out.
It's so funny if you two had run into each other.
Tip of the cap to Reed Galen, friend of the show.
Yes.
What a nice gentleman. What a host. And it did everything it could. And I like it when we're actually working. Let me stress. Flying out there, the lady who handled my ticket, because it was an issue with the flight,
right,
said to me, I could do more for you if you had just bought through the airline and not through the third-party service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, I got a credit, so I'm fine with that. But it would be it's just difficult now to fly. And this American Airlines BS happened right after I took off. All this stuff was going down as we were flying out there. Mm. So it was very, very difficult. And we can talk about it later, Oscar, because you've done it recently and I've done it.
Yeah.
Just about I love going places and seeing things, but I'll tell you, it's just, you know, it never gets easier. It never gets easier. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. But overall, really fantastic experience going out there. And the people from Spokane and surrounding areas that came in for the meet and greet, you made our trip. It was just great.
Cool.
I felt so much of the love and all the stories when you tell me that. It's not lost on me. And, for those of you that may be late in the meet and greet that I might have not shown the proper level of attention, it was simply because of the IPA.
Sure.
That's why I was drifting off. But I didn't bite anybody's head off. I didn't fight with Dirk. Everything was fine. And it was great. And
you want to fight? Fight me.
Our animator, Gabe Strine,
yes,
who is a super nice guy, and it was great. The whole trip was fantastic. And really, how great is it when you can see the wonders of natural beauty in the United States of America and a 7-year-old can see his first casino on the same trip?
Magical, Mike. Magical.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Oh, and if you're wondering, yes, we did shift work. We did shift work. He never played in, but you had to walk through it because there weren't any laws against it to get to the restaurants that we would go to.
Well, there is that.
The Chinook restaurant, which was named after a salmon.
Did you claim to be the Iron Man of the slot machines while you were there?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah, Iron Man. But I lost my competition. unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I didn't put in a good time.
Oh, no. Never a happy time when you lose.
No, I know. No. He'll try harder next time.
Happy top. All right. So this is the cue.
Oh, yes.
Are you still? What's happening? Was that Pony's fault or yours?
I think it was a team effort fail.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's going to be a good week. What's that?
It was definitely not my fault. I don't have
that. Oh, there you go. Did you little rusty pushing those buttons?
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Glad you improved. All right, we'll be right back.
Throughout history, wise men have looked for a savior.
Our Father, who art in Texas.
One man would change everything.
I'd like to thank our good friend Tripp Affleck, who just has such passion.
His message was love. His power, absolute.
His power maybe has gone too far.
Do not take him out of his position of power. He's the passion. He's the passionate guy.
I've just gone in and turned him into a super administrator. Long may he reign.
His grace divine.
His passion was something to truly behold. You could study the passion of Tripp. The passion of the Tripp.
I'd watch that movie.
But his providence came at a price.
Shame on you, Oscar Santana, for letting some guy try to extort you into slamming my personal close friend, Tripp Affleck, who's all he's trying to do.
A veteran.
Is get the name.
Name names.
Get the name.
The passion of Tripp Affleck. Only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Buy the bonus. Feel the passion.
That's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you. It will astound you.
Amazing.
Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves Freshly.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, I love
them. Here's what I want you to do, people. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now for a limited time. Get $40 off your first two. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. Oh, it's time for our thing.
We have to do the thing.
About that.
From
yeah.
the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, all new for 2022. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, remember Joey Chestnut when he came on the show?
Yes.
Super nice guy. Well, we should mention, even though it's an old story by now, Joey Chestnut defended his title once more. The competitive eater, 37 years old. He took home his 14th win in the last 15 years during the 4th of July, Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. According to multiple outlets, including ESPN, Chestnut housed down a total of 76 dogs with buns.
With buns. They love saying that. With buns.
In 10 minutes. On Sunday, beating his previous record set last year, he beat it by one. He bested runner-up Jeffrey Esper by a whopping 26 hot dogs during the competition held at, is it Maimonides Park? Maimonides.
That sounds right.
Maimonides, I don't know. Michael Lesko, Michelle Lesko, won for the women. She ate...
Not Matthew Lesko with the question marks on his coat.
She ate 30 and three-quarter hot dogs. That must have been that last quarter must have been too much, you know, when you're just like...
And buns!
30 and 34 with buns. Multiple outlets report clinching the victory over Sarah Rodriguez. She can only down 24. Following the victory, Joey Chestnut said, "It just felt good to be in front of a crowd again and have them rooting for you." So way to go. Cool man, Joey.
Good guy.
Yeah, you're the best in your field. That's got to feel pretty good. Pete Davidson revealed back in December that he's having every single one of his tattoos removed from his body. I don't know when I started liking Pete Davidson, but I started liking Pete Davidson. I liked his movie. I was okay with his movie.
I think the movie was the turning point for a lot of people.
I do believe that. Yeah. He's 27 years old. He's the SNL star. He's giving an update on how long that process will take. When asked about how long the process would take, he said, "We're shooting some stuff, and it takes like a month for it to heal."
Ugh.
That's tough. But it's pretty much off this hand. So he's talking about one hand where he's had the patch
removed. Because he's got sleeves. I mean, he's really covered. So
he added, "I get my next treatment in a month or so. They said by the time I'm 30, they should be all gone. So they got 2 more years of this." That's
do you think they went up to him and said, "We got this is going to take 3 years"? He goes, "Okay,
let's get you on the 3-year plan."
What's the character? What's the name of the crafter? Is it Brad or something like that?
I'll find out. But it's
a funny bit on Saturday Night Live. Nothing phases him. This is just a weird story I'd share with you because we're back from a little vacay. Have no idea why I put it in here, but I couldn't resist. A U.S. corrections officer has been jailed after she cut a hole in her trousers to have sex with an inmate in front of 11 other prisoners. Mm. Her name is Tina Gonzalez. She's 26. She quit after she was arrested in May last year, after the bosses found out about the incident. Despite it being illegal for prison staff to have sexual relations with inmates, Gonzalez cut her uniform so she could have sex with the prisoner while 11 others watched. Her former boss, Assistant Sheriff Steve McComas, told the court on Tuesday she has shown no remorse.
None.
And has sexually explicit phone calls with the prisoners regularly.
Wow.
Well then.
The sheriff said he has seen some pretty disgusting things in his 26 years of working at a prison, but Gonzalez's actions topped the list.
Mike, she had sex with a prisoner named Chad, and he said, okay.
Chad. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. The UK celebrates Thank You Day on July 4th. I didn't know whether you were aware of that. I didn't know that. Just as America is celebrating its 4th of July Independence Day. And by the way, that's what it's called. It's Independence Day.
Yeah.
You hear the 4th of July fireworks and everybody's just duh. You know, where it's why we're here. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of worship, freedom of all those great freedoms that our forefathers set down for us. Especially in Idaho. That's real smart. You know what I mean? Go pick up those fireworks from those stores every 3 miles in Idaho.
Yeah, a lot of people working there.
Can't get a honey bun, but you can get boom. Anyway, British researchers conducted a study on how and when we show our appreciation, and there are some interesting findings since the UK is doing this Thank You Day. For starters, the average adult will say thank you 207 times a month, which is roughly 6.8 times a day. That's a lot of gratitude.
Sure.
But some of it is fake. On average, 54 of those thank yous are insincere. Where'd they get this from? That's 26%. About a quarter of people surveyed think that's a problem, because genuine appreciation is dying out. 33% said they still prefer to hear the words, even if the person is just saying thank you for the sake of it. Well, I mean, let's be honest. A thank you in some cases is a common courtesy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's to be expected. Yeah.
55% of people claim they have become more grateful during the pandemic. I don't know if I fit into that.
Well, I know that Great Britain, it's nice that they have a thank you day on July 4th, but what they should have is We Lost the War Day.
We lost the war, the Revolutionary War.
Mm,
yeah,
jerks.
Absolutely. Eagle. Big eagle on a piece of cake. And now a little something something. Cuddling up to your pets during the pandemic may be riskier than assumed, for the pets, that is. New research out this week suggests that humans are regularly transmitting COVID-19 infections to their four-legged friends.
Oh.
Though pets don't seem to spread it further to humans in the home, most infections from the coronavirus tend to be mild for pets or asymptomatic. The findings might warrant some caution for pet owners. Since early on in the pandemic, there have been reports of animals catching the virus behind COVID-19. Dogs, cats, big and small, and members, this is interesting, of the weasel family.
Mm. Oh,
like minks and otters are all known to have been infected, usually through contact with humans. But with the exception of minks, nearly all of these cases are thought to have been milder than the typical illness. I guess minks got it really bad. Humans can get it much worse. In a related development, Ponyboy will no longer be bathing his sugar gliders with his tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Appreciate that. We'll take a break and we'll come back with something because we've got a lot to talk about.
Plenty.
We haven't been here for a while. Hope you're enjoying the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm going to take it right up to the post now. Can we turn that up a little bit so I can hear that boom? Boom!
Rob Speedwagon.
We're dog sitting my favorite dog, Luna, the 165-pound bull mastiff. Apparently, Luna had a nervous stomach, and there is a massive pile in our living room. You know, it's not bad getting it off the wood.
Stage your louder. Promo softer.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
And I really do have to say,
turning it down.
Your buddy Rob Speedwagon
all the way.
Is the biggest pain
thank
in
you.
The ass.
Was that nice? I thought that was nice.
Nice and subtle as well.
He would wear, for anybody that's familiar with Yeehaw, he would wear a Junior Samples outfit, which would be overalls and a t-shirt.
Don't miss Rob Speedwagon and the Digital Dumpster only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, that's Jim Amato. By the way, Jim Amato wins the 4th of July meme contest. Jim Amato posted that picture from The Shining that comes at the end of The Shining where Jack Nicholson is in the picture. From
in the
20s.
Ballroom?
And Jim Amato, with that giant head of his, posted that picture. It was fantastic, Jim.
Oh,
you gave
great.
Me my biggest laugh. That was great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Can you believe summer is almost half over? Hey, down here in Fort Myers, my kid just got out of school like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And we headed right out, and he's getting ready. He goes back the beginning of August. I don't blame him. He was having a little bit of a moment just talking about, hey, Dad, I mean, really summer. And it's just summer seems shorter this
it's
year.
Over.
Half over. Hard to believe. 4th of July, done. All that's
done.
Left are the memories. And as you know, through the years, those memories fade too, unless you use Legacy Box. Legacy Box is an effortless way to have outdated media digitally preserved to a modern format. Get those boxes of old home movies out of storage and get them on a thumb drive, a DVD, the cloud. One look and you'll know your history is worth saving. Legacy Box is so easy. Pack and send. Their team digitizes everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfectly preserved digital copies, priceless memories, weddings, summer trips, beach time, fun time, every time. Preserve forever, effortlessly. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we all did. Now's the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. Right now, Legacy Box is offering 40% off so your family can celebrate meaningful moments at a fraction of the normal price. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to get started today. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 40% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Yes, thank you for some of you who have reached out expressing concern for the welfare of the O'Mara family. This is a nothing for us. Mm-hmm. It's a little tropical storm, and we're going to be fine. The only thing they worry about, really, with these systems is apparently north of these systems, tornadoes spool up occasionally.
Right.
But other than that,
what's the ETA?
I will say we're doing a ETA is right about now through the 11 o'clock hour.
We'll
be getting it.
Eye of the storm.
Yeah, I actually I had a brief conversation with Carla on the phone today, mm-hmm. and she said it was pouring rain. So you're in the middle of some weather right now, right?
Steady rain, and it's going to get heavier, and that's about it. And then a few winds, but that. But once again, my guy Matt DeVitt down here, the local guy, he corrected in his own way one of the 11-year-old anchors they had said, the worst of the storm will be coming with it. And she had her voice elevated at that. He said, now, hold on. When you say the worst of this, of a tropical storm, is not like the worst of a hurricane.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about how it's kind of skirting us and then it's going to go north of Tampa and turn in. There'll be a lot of rain. It's very early. That's cause for concern. Usually that means you're going to have a really active hurricane season. But everything seems to be A-OK.
It was going to be worse.
There's a Cat 3 or Cat 4. I'm gone.
Oscar, it was going to be worse, but the hurricane was coming in on American Airlines and it got postponed.
Or Delta.
It did. No, thank you, Cuba. When it goes,
Cuba!
I always say thank you, Cuba. When it goes over Cuba, it's you know, it's okay. It the mountains kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's scary, man, because you know, that's the time of year we live in.
That's
down
the
here.
Price for Florida, though, right?
Yeah,
it's the price for Florida. Hey, look, I think everybody with natural events. I'd be more nervous if I was living in one of those small houses out in Idaho or Washington State, because you've got, you know, it's tinder dry right now.
Yes.
And that's why. And they talk about this thing called dry lightning out there where it hits, you know, and sparks these wildfires. It's
you saw
really,
that in
really
the
scary.
Angelina Jolie movie.
Yep.
Which you saw which one?
The dry lightning.
Does she have dry lightning?
Well, she had dry lightning and a fire started.
She's not dry herself.
I don't
Stop.
Think so.
What's the matter
She's
with you?
She's had so many kids and adopted
now,
so many
you
kids.
You know what? Since you brought that up, I have to say, we binged, and Oscar watches everything because I can't believe Oscar saw an episode of this. There's a show. It was our vacation.
It's on Hulu,
binge,
Mike.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Hulu. By the way, pay us our subscription fee and get commercials. Mm. That's their slug line. Mm. From Hulu.
Oh, Mike, there's a new slug line. It's pay the subscription, get commercials, and have an impossible dashboard to navigate.
Hulu. Yeah. Nobody touches Netflix for the dashboard.
You're
it really is the gold standard. So it's a show. We binged it. 9-10 episodes. A teacher with the absolutely lovely Kate Mara.
Mm.
Older sister of Rooney Mara. The Mara sisters. You know.
Right.
I just always like to say, well, maybe there was an O, an apostrophe, and an E in their name. Maybe they were the O'Mara sisters.
Are they not related to Wellington Mara?
Wellington Mara and Art Rooney.
Yes.
NFL. Right. They are products of NFL ownership royalty. So they are very well known in that community. But this is a taboo subject where it is about a teacher who has a sexual relationship with her high school student and all of the problems that ensue after that. So it's very responsible when you're watching this. Oscar, I don't know if you saw the disclaimer.
Oh.
If you see signs of grooming.
This is the tough part for me, because the most Hulu watching I have is in the evenings when I'm catching CNBC with Shepard Smith. But when you open up Hulu, it said teacher. And I was like, oh, well, that looks intriguing. Mm-hmm. You click through and you see the disclaimer. You're like, oh, get out of here. I'm at work. I can't watch this.
That's right.
Where's Shepard Smith?
Yeah.
Well, Shepard Smith was involved in something like that, wasn't he? I forget if he was the student or not.
Kate Mara is an English teacher.
That's not going to happen again.
I will say the movie is provocative. It is a taboo subject. It's always been, I think, to a degree, perceived differently from with men and women.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you'll hear of a 17-year-old student and the teacher, I think guys kind of go, well, take a look at her. You know, that type of, which is not, is misguided, because and this movie does a fantastic job, this miniseries, it's like a long movie, of spotlighting it, and then they have a disclaimer that comes on that says, this show depicts sexual situations and episodes of grooming.
Mm.
And I thought immediately, well, is Kate Mara going to, you know, is there going to be some sort of...
She was going to be manscaped.
Where is my hairbrush?
Is there? That's not the grooming we're talking about.
No.
Apparently, the predators in this situation will groom the students for sexual activity. Mm. It happens all the time. It's very dangerous. It's very bad. But here's the reason I bring it up. A, it's a good miniseries if you can handle the content and you're not too really disgusted by it.
Yeah, if you can handle startup, you can handle this.
Yeah.
It's this thing about this show, I noticed on Hulu, this is not the original FX advertiser, I do not believe. Hulu has their own commercials.
Yes.
Right, correct.
That advertise. Now, you tell me.
Dynamically
and
insert them
Carla
anytime.
Carla thought I made too much of a big deal of it.
Yes.
All right. So this is about a teacher banging her student and having a relationship and turning everybody's life upside down. Mm-hmm. And it's taboo. And you really, it explains why. If you say, you know, high five, how about that? No, he has to live with this. It got publicized. It was horrible, horrible situation. And it leaves you.
Sometimes it works out. Isn't there a couple, like a teacher that married the student
Mary
eventually?
Kay Letourneau?
Yeah, didn't she just pass?
She's dead.
Oh, she died? Well,
yeah. She's
it's
dead,
not his
Dom.
Fault.
Yeah.
She's dead.
I bet he was a person of interest.
I think it was natural causes.
I don't know.
It was natural causes. I did all the deep diving on the internet that you can do. But tell me if you... Carla thinks I'm making too much of a deal of this. Hulu obviously matches their advertising with the content or something like that.
Yeah, they try to target it. Yeah.
So these are the ads. I wrote them down. These are the ads that were on the miniseries about the teacher banging
his
student.
Okay.
The first ad that comes on is for Match.com.
That's it makes sense.
It does.
It seemed a little odd.
Well, no, maybe not go after a student, but you can match with somebody else if you're if you're watching.
Well, but it tells
a viable
me,
alternative.
What if you're watching that, you get steamed up, you're like, what should I do? Match.com.
Yeah. Get all steamed up, Mike.
Shocker that you have absolutely no problem with it. eHarmony, they joined in too.
Yeah, eHarmony is I mean, if Match is advertising, eHarmony is a Catholic way to do it.
I get it, but it's like
Christian.
I think they're
Christian
in a way,
Christian Mingle might be too much.
You know,
that was my old DJ name.
There's a little confusion to me between hey, we're running a miniseries about how inappropriate and how lives are ruined by blah blah blah. But oh, by the way, if this is getting you all ramped up, how about Match.com? And then the other one was an ad with Whitney Cummings for long-term birth control. She's featured.
Well, the ring. Event. She's got the ring. The Nuva ring. Yeah. Mike.
Yes.
Listen, just because you're all ramped up and you were guilty about what you were watching.
What are you talking about?
No, this screams guilt.
We're talking about you, ass.
It screams guilt. Like, you're like, oh, this is crazy. It's not Match.com isn't built for students to find teachers. It's built for adults to find adults. eHarmony is a more Christian way of doing so.
I found it a little odd that they had
more expensive,
birth
actually.
Control and the matching sites, the hookup sites. Mm-hmm. And then the last one that I wrote down was this older lady, and it was a commercial for a vaginal dryness suppository.
Yeah, because the people that are clicking through that show, the probably high probabilities, they're already steamed up by the premise. So they're ready to roll. So it's a target-rich environment for the people that are watching the show, for those viewers to be like, well, they're clearly having some sort of sex. We're going to sell them on how to get there.
And actually, I think Oscar has a point. It's not like it's being brought to you by a candy store or Toys R Us.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm wrong. Carla, the guys agreed with you. F them. All right, let's go. We got to take a break.
It was your Irish guilt. That's what it was.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's a lot of that where I was just like... That kid. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I said it.
You're not sorry. The only one. If that was our teacher, geez.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We'll take a break and we will hear about a fabulous graduation party next.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat, like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
This shark will swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas...
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Good job, fellas. Glad to get that 1920 clip of Jaws to get the audio from.
That's right, Chief.
By the way, when I hear that clip of Pony talking about surf fishing, I picture like he gets the big one, you know, and he's just like being skimmed across the water.
Like
the pole
like
in his
water
hand.
Skiing almost.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't go down with two barrels on him.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Please don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body.
No.
Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And boy, do I mean power. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush, and it is phenomenal. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of your pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. It's really, really amazing. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. I love it. Kevin Durant, Aaron Rodgers, they invested in the company.
Yep.
That's how much they believe in Theragun, and it's associated with a lot of sports teams across the country. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now.
Good time to do it is the present.
Right now.
Get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. It's great to be back. I know that there was a major graduation party that was... who's screaming in the background? I hear that. Is that the song?
That's the track.
That's the track, man.
That's the track.
That's okay. The track, man. We could fade it out now.
Boy, I sound old just then. What is that racket? Who is that yelling in the background?
In fairness to you, before the show started, there was like a puppy parade behind you.
Yeah, it was going pretty crazy, you know. And hey, by the way, Pony, you're doing a fine job running the board, except for that last break.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. So, Robert III.
Yes.
He is a high school graduate, and like in no time, he's going to be going off to college.
We limped to the finish, but he got the piece of paper, and he's going to WVU. So it's A-OK, which is a good by me.
Both Julia and your son.
Yeah,
will
Julia.
Both be
Julia's
college.
Been dropped off already.
Julia moved. She's out of the house, and that's a whole nother story.
So that's it. It'll be living your days out in a one bedroom apartment with a hot plate. There you
exactly.
go.
Time to call HBS.
Yeah. Do you have any manual can openers? I don't have any more outlets left for an electric can opener.
Oh, you know, I tell you, I've grown accustomed to Campbell's soup.
You know, Mike, you can treat yourself if you make the tomato soup with milk. It tastes much better.
Has a richer.
The richer flavor than if you put in a can of water. Water.
So you had it at our boy Jimmy's place.
Yeah, and he absolutely treated us fantastic.
Oh, like
knocked
a 10
it out of
10.
The park. He set up Jot Beach, which is at the far end of the beer garden. And it was a magnificent time. I was so pleased. And Oscar gave me a little bit of a hard time before the show. I was going to mention this anyway.
Yes.
Oscar was extraordinarily generous.
As usual.
But also, I was so pleased that you came.
Yeah, I didn't want to come.
You're
I felt
busy
guilty.
Guy and you didn't want to come.
I felt guilty. I really didn't want to come.
Why didn't you want to come?
Well, because it was a Sunday party. We had Monday work. So I felt like a Sunday party with Monday work screams a non-invite invite. Like, you just want as minimal people as to come because that really love you and care about you. And I didn't fit that list. So for me, I sat there. I was like, oh, if we don't go, he's going to be so pissed. He'll hold it against me for the rest of my life.
No, there's so many more reasons to hate you than that.
That I didn't want to add to the list. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know.
So Rob, was it a question mark as to whether or not he would show?
I think we left it on Friday of that day, of that weekend, that he said he was going to try to make it.
Yes.
And so it was up in the air, and it really pleased me.
I think I can speak with authority when I say the relationship the three of us have is such. Do you know, is it going to change the party if one of us doesn't show up for the other person? Say no.
No.
However, if there's a possibility that either you or Oscar are going to show up at something that I'm doing for my kid, I'd have my eyes at the door all day.
And here's
just to wait until at least you show up. That's
yeah,
all.
To make sure everyone's settled, right? And move on.
And here's why it was great, because not only did Oscar come, he brought Shannon and he brought Charlie Burney too.
Yes.
And it was a
wonderful.
Delightful thing. And then Pony showed up and ate like a supermodel. You know, Jimmy has got food for days up there, and it's fantastic. There's wings, there's barbecue sliders, there's
just
hot dogs,
everything you could ever want.
Any
great wing restaurant, let alone a great barbecue for a graduation.
Yeah, and so he goes.
I have a celery stalk and a simple thread of cheddar.
You are not far off.
You're not kidding.
Because when Jimmy, he's up there and he undoes all the steam trays, he goes, "Food serves! Time to eat, everybody!" And Pony goes up and gets an appetizer plate and comes back with a piece of celery, two wings, and I believe a hot dog no
I
bun.
I ask you not, so much so that my wife was sitting next to me, was disgusted by his plate. She's like, "Are you sick?"
Yeah, and that's preceded by, there was something between Jimmy's grand pronouncement and Pony's bringing back 14 calories to the table. which was when Oscar said, Peach, can you fix me a plate?
Yeah. Mike, what's better than your wife fixing you a plate? You know she's going to go get up there.
Nothing is I have as the recipient of a wife who loves. I'm delighted to hear that Shannon enjoys it. And by the way, you know I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't do it if they didn't enjoy it.
That's true. Oh,
Shannon likes doing it. Carla likes doing it. Can I fix you a plate? She did it at the 4th of July party.
It was so sweet. But everybody looked at me like I was a monster. I was like, I don't know about your wives, but my wife doesn't mind doing this.
My wife enjoys doing that, and I accept it. The only difference between Oscar and me, you know, when Carla does it, you know, they're looking at, you know, this lady bringing Jabba the Hutt, a giant plate of
chow. Do you feel you need to tell them, I'm able to do it?
Honey, can you please fix me a plate? I'm still having trouble feeling my toes.
But I did want to say it was really nice to have people from Podcast Village and the show represent there. It was a wonderful get-together.
Look, it's not funny if I'm like, oh, we made sure we were out there. We made a point to rally.
I think it was up in the air.
No. This is how it went, Mike. And I kid you not, I'll tell you the honest truth. Sunday came around, and I was like,
Remember, you had already once thought you missed it.
Yes, I was like, oh, forget it. I missed it 3 weeks earlier. It wasn't.
Right. No.
And then I looked at Shannon and I said, Shannon, I got to go. Like, it's for Rob and it's for his kid. If this wasn't graduation, I'd totally just beat cheeks. Mm-hmm. And then Shannon says, well, I want to go. I said, well, I didn't think you wanted to go because it's Sunday and it's your day off. And then I already asked Charlie Burney if he'd come with me and, you know, get all the way down to Leesburg. Or wherever we were.
Herndon.
And then, so I called Charlie. I was like, Charlie, we're going? He goes, where? And I said, remember it's Rob's son's graduation? You said you'd be my plus one? He goes, okay, fine. I'll meet you at work. So
the three of you showed up.
The three of us were begrudgingly thrown in a Volvo and drove down 66 to Jimmy's. What made everything better, and I got to give a little of some props to the Spiewax, especially Rob and his wife. When we got there, when you know, Mike, you know this. When you're not put upon, when you're not like having to do things, it's the best thing ever, right?
Right, absolutely. It's like going on somebody else's boat.
Which is what I felt like, especially with Jimmy there, especially with Pony showing up and Mark Riddell, is we had this little corner of just like radio people, and everybody was cool. It wasn't a big deal. We weren't put upon. Robert.
6 foot ten.
Yeah, 6 foot ten Robert walked around like a grown adult and said hi to everybody and like worked the room.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Something I had never seen before because, you know, as a rule, he's a teenager that hides in his bedroom. He thanked everybody. What
Very
made me
sweet.
So proud
Very
is
sweet.
When we left,
well,
he said
he's grown up is what he's doing. Yeah. He's
he
grown
said,
up.
I gotta find Jimmy to thank him. Yeah. I said that was so sweet.
Jimmy was a 10 out of 10. Met Julia's boyfriend?
Henry.
It's a big question mark in my eyes for him because it didn't seem right.
Well,
didn't look
you
right.
Like kids, Oscar. And Rob, you have had kids as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And so you like kids too. I love being around. And a graduation party, that's what's super
Not that
cool.
many kids.
No, but
oh, there
you know
weren't
what?
That many kids.
Yeah, it was like three kids.
We had a few families, close families. What's always great is when my dad
This party was for the adults.
There was a lot of Spiewax there and that we don't get together that much. What was very... Oh, and I do have to... stop a moment and thank so many members of the fan club that were very, very generous to Robert. And
too generous.
Too generous, honestly. He was...
Well, if they were, they could always peel off a little and send it to my kid.
I believe the word is staggered when Robert got the card from them. He was beyond beside himself. So thank you guys so much for thinking of him. But there was, I'd say, probably four or five families... That
you won't be paying down that credit card anytime soon, Carl.
Mike? Give it to,
great that the mobbers, you know, reward the Spiewax again.
Yeah, well, I've got two in college, Mike, so, you know, throw your darts. Yeah. I'll take what I can get. Okay. But the I do have to
for
say
sure
that
you've been doing it with me for 35 years.
Shannon,
right, go ahead.
Shannon was great because there was maybe four or five families of kids that Robert went to school with. And I know a lot of the parents, especially after all these graduation parties. And at one point, Shannon says, Rob, I said, what? He said, what's with Robert's hair? I said, it's not very good.
They all have this mullet
hair. This mullet thing. She says, it really sucks. And I said, you want to tell him that? She said, yeah. And so I brought Robert over and she's good. Shannon can do the straight face thing better than anybody. And she locks eyes with Robert. Not a smirk in her mouth, not a sparkle in her eyes. She says, what the hell is with your hair?
I wish I'd been there for and that
then,
moment.
And then he says, a lot of us do. She says, I know. You see that guy over there with the red hair? He looks stupid too.
Well, the mullet haircut, the ironic mullet.
Yes.
Maybe the right, how about this? The right individual that's going to Virginia Tech.
Right.
Maybe Harvard, Yale.
Harvard.
The ironic mullet makes sense there. If you're going to WVU, you don't bring the mullet with you.
You get it when you're there?
Yes. Well,
and would I be offensive if I said that Shannon is young enough where coming from her, that probably carries a little more weight?
Oh, it does. And because she said, look
she's
at you.
She's a young-looking woman anyway.
She said,
you
know, I mean,
you're a good-looking guy. What are you doing to your hair?
Well, I told this is another part of this story is that night, Julia said, it was so good to see anybody. She said, you know, Shannon, I said, Oscar's girl, my wife. She said, yeah, she said, she's so pretty, it pisses me off.
That's awesome.
But it's true.
And, now, let me ask this question that I have to ask both of you. So, it's Sunday. It's an afternoon deal. It is a school night.
Yes.
But, you know, you're out there. It's Jimmy. You know Jimmy. I have an expression about bars I love. That place kind of sucks me up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you have a post thing at your house, Rob, or was that it?
Well, Mike, the party was scheduled 4 to 7, and we left right at the stroke of 9.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Santana contingent rolled out roughly 7 o'clock.
Okay. But we did keep the bar open for it was so cool. What was neat, and again, saying that we had gone to like 6 grad parties the previous 2 weeks, this was a grad party that everyone stayed.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of parties where people were coming and leaving and coming and leaving and coming and leaving. It was so satisfying to have so many
great
people.
Great party.
There. It was fun.
And Jimmy, the host of the most.
Oh, the best. The
as usual.
Best. Yeah.
You peel off a little for the staff?
I did.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Rob
can.
Okay. You know how it goes.
I can figure 12%.
I mean, you've gone to that
head.
Well more than any human being has ever gone to any well with my friend Jimmy. That's pretty spectacular. I mean, as far as that, he's always been there for you, Rob. He's always been there.
I love
Jimmy
man.
Cerrito is a true friend, a true friend of this
and,
show.
And the true takeaway for us, Mike, while I'll always, you know, I love going to Jimmy's. And having not ventured out of the D.C. area through the pandemic just because we hadn't.
Right.
I don't miss the suburbs. Like, really, they're overrated.
But there was so much parking.
It's overrated.
Jimmy is, you know, that's just a place that you can. I feel like when you go to Jimmy's, especially since he built the outdoor area.
Yeah, that outdoor is amazing.
And it was a beautiful
little park. You can hide. I was always able to hide in Jimmy's.
If you can if you can find a driver to get your car home in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the buzzkill is, because you know, because you don't want to drunk drive these days. It's just
and you don't want to roll up to that stinky Holiday.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a big thing.
Right.
The person that has to drive you back to the city is the MVP.
Yeah.
Because they are going to have the least amount of fun.
Right.
And that person was me. Because I had to drive everybody back.
I haven't been in the new Jimmy's with the new bar.
The new Jimmy rules.
Oh, my God.
I have not been in the Buffalo Wing.
Yeah.
But the bar, basically, the configuration of the bar is the same, right? It's the same basic configuration.
Yeah, and they've extended the bathrooms. And they've expanded
bathrooms
the kitchen.
Bathrooms are 10 out of 10 now, Mike.
And now there's a big dining room. Like, if you were to go through where the bathrooms were and hang to a left, there's a huge dining room there.
And the outside is like Secrets.
So the bar... the bar at Jimmy's, you know that if you go in through those old doors, the main old doors there, and then you go right to the left, and that's where the kitchen used to be.
Yeah,
that's where I would hide, like late, super late at night. Even if we were doing an event, you'd see me, and if you saw me at the corner of the bar, because it is so out of sight, if you saw me, I'd be like going.
Fun.
Just sitting there and that. Well, that's wonderful. And he's off to school. And what are the plans for you? You and Mama going to celebrate some way when the nest is finally empty?
We have
the
actually
sex chair out.
Yeah, we get out the swing and really go at it. It's going to be. I might have my vasectomy reversed.
Oh, Gross. Okay, that's all right. I'm sorry.
As soon as Pete Davidson finishes getting those tattoos off, I'm going to get that vasectomy.
That is so nasty. Yeah. Oh,
Carrie threw up everywhere when she.
All right.
Out
well, you've got a digital thing coming up.
Yeah. Definitely.
We'll do his digital thing when we come back right here. Congratulations, Robert III.
Love you, buddy.
Keep an eye on your mailbox. A little something coming from Uncle Mark.
Oh, yay!
Should get there before Labor Day. Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. F*** you, Thunder. You can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at michaelmaryshow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot.
Welcome back to the Michael Mary Show. So you guys know I love Sunday. Yes. I love how they send you what your lawn needs. You hook it to your garden hose, and you do a whole day's worth of yard work in 15 minutes. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. And now... Sunday is making it easy to control pests.
What?
Pests. Bugs. Ants.
Bugs.
Earwigs.
Oh,
earwigs.
Ew.
Because the only thing worse than pests in your yard is poison.
Oh.
And harsh chemicals. Sunday is made with better for the planet ingredients like cedar oil, chrysanthemum extract, lemongrass, and canola oil. My God, you don't have to put it on your lawn. Put it in your tub.
Sounds like a salad.
You can manage pests better and feel better about it. Just like before, just type in your address, get sunday.com/TMOS. That's what you go to, and they'll figure out what pests are active in your area. Ants, mosquitoes, ticks, cockroaches.
Like cucaracha.
They can handle it all, both inside and outside your home. Sunday sends you exactly what you need right to your door with step-by-step instructions so you can't mess it up. Try Nix-Tix, Ant Adios, or my favorite, Mosquito Delito. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of controlling pests in your home and yard this summer. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $10 off your smart pest plan at checkout. That's $10 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Before we get to the dumpster, I do want to share that is it tomorrow or the next day? When are we having the ice cream guru?
Sean Greenwood from Ben & Jerry's joins us tomorrow's show. Yes.
If you are an ice cream aficionado, I don't particularly care for this stuff. But if you like
force it down occasionally just to be sociable.
You know, in a pinch. You know, it's just so sweet. But anywho, if you like ice cream, you might want to join us for tomorrow's show. As we have a tasting, you boys are going to have your stuff too?
Yes.
Absolutely.
In studio.
Mm-hmm. I got a freezer full of this stuff waiting for tomorrow's show. And I promise you, I won't touch it tonight. Sean will be here tomorrow.
I don't believe him.
As long as you have enough for tomorrow's tasting.
Save a tablespoon.
Don't get happy. All right, open the thing.
Oh, who's in there, Mike?
There we go.
I'm back here at Radio Free DC, the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Oh, my.
Of all the people.
Is it?
No.
Right after the 4th of July.
I wonder if there's anyone else.
Man loved America.
I don't know if there's anyone still in there.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathrooms?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Larry.
So there's two people in the dumpster.
It happens to all of us.
Yes. Mike, seems like something big happens every time we take a holiday. If it's a celebrity death or a huge news story. And I think the big one that a lot of people were shaking their heads about is that Bill Cosby was released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone covered the story because it was big news. The BBC had a little trouble with the news.
For the last 2 years, this has been where Bill Clinton has called home. But tonight, he will sleep in his own bed after the bombshell decision by Pennsylvania's Supreme Court to overturn his conviction of sexual assault.
Just to clarify what was said there in Michelle's introduction to the story, we apologize for the mistake. The story, of course, is about Bill Cosby, the entertainer.
Yeah, not Bill Clinton.
He's not different. Bill Clinton.
No.
Incredible moron. There you are. I felt creepy about it. I just feel creepy about the whole thing.
I do
it
too. And the fact that he called into radio shows and said, "Hey, I had pizza for dinner," is great.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know about you, Mike, but sometimes mistakes happen. Do you ever have a mistake happen?
What happened?
Well, when you're setting up your fireworks Sunday morning in Ocean City.
Jesus Christ.
I was all over it. Yeah, I was all over it. I was flirting with the idea of opening the show, which I should have. Look, there's a chance that maybe tomorrow we might have a conversation with the superintendent of fireworks for Ocean City. I didn't even know it was a position.
Yes.
But anyway, share the story with us, Rob.
I read a lot of the stories. The word mishap was used a lot. When they were setting up the fireworks, more than half of them accidentally went off in broad daylight the morning of July 4th. Here's a little audio of what people didn't see.
I didn't know. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know. We're going to go get some Thrasher's fries, and we sort of thing go up like a candle. Rob, I rarely do this on air. This is normally a conversation you and I will have off air.
Yes.
But let me just say this, that when we hopefully get through, because we've been trying to get him all week, the superintendent of fireworks for Ocean City.
Yes.
Am I correct in understanding that it was a little more than half of the fireworks that went off at the one location,
right?
Which means to me a little less than half of the fireworks at that one location and the full fireworks that did not go off at the second location because they canceled them are still under the control of this supervisor. Would I be accurate with
that's
that?
That's absolutely true. They're saving it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and I guess he's still participating in the inspection process.
Technically. Yes.
He has a few matches in a keep dry container. It's a screw shut thing. So right, even if it's humid.
Stop it. All right. So,
and Mike, Dateline Toledo, Ohio, from bad to worse. I don't know why this weekend they thought it was a good idea to keep all their fireworks in a U-Haul. In Toledo, Ohio. Now, I will say four people were injured in this. No one seriously, but someone committed arson. And I don't know if they knew there were fireworks in this U-Haul, but this sounded like that. Wait for it. We need a hose.
America.
I think somebody did it on purpose.
Yeah, I think someone did it on purpose. And take it from someone, Mike, who just rented a U-Haul.
Right.
If they don't sweep that thing out, they're not going to get their deposit back.
There you go.
Because sometimes some anti-American, the lady that's, I think someone did it on purpose. Like it's some sort of conspiracy that said, we're going to find this one trailer park and we're going to take down their America celebration.
Yeah. And
America.
Mike, right before she said, I think it was done on purpose, I bet she scratched her head. All right. This is for Oscar because we lost a great director, a long life. And actually, we have a mug that commemorates him in the
studio. Goonies never die.
Richard Donner, who got his start in television. Yeah. He got his start in television. He actually directed the Twilight Zone episodes of Gilligan's Island, but then he did the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve. He did the Lethal Weapon pictures,
franchise.
And Goonies. And so, Oscar, I pulled this tape just for you today.
Goonies never say die. Mm.
And Richard Donner leaves an amazing legacy behind. So that's excellent. And while we're on the Oscar page.
Yes.
Let's close with this. This goes back to 2014, but I had never heard it, and I said, this is something Oscar needs to hear. This is at Universal Studios when you approach the guy that's Megatron, and you ask to take a selfie with him. He does it. Mike, here's something you might not know about Transformers. Megatron doesn't like selfies.
Selfie!
You will not receive a selfie so long as you stand before me with your ridiculous furred hoodie. When will you learn that your status updates mean zero to nothing to anyone ever? It doesn't matter which social network you post it on. Worthless. Use your mind. Create new memories. Interact. Don't just add it to a library of forgotten photographs.
Okay.
Ugh, how disappointing. your generation is.
So no selfies with Megatron.
Do they really do that at Universal?
Yeah, the characters at Universal, you know, I remember
that. They play, so I saw the characters prior to the pandemic, right. And they play up to their characters.
Yep.
I like love Megatron's
that.
A dick.
Yeah, he is.
That's fantastic.
So
I
that's
like that.
Your digital dumpster. Close it up. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I enjoyed that.
Mike, welcome back. Great to have you.
Great to be back. We'll be back with another brand new episode tomorrow. I'll have a recap on anything if it does happen down here.
Storm! Stay safe.
Surge! Anywho, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?